This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz for Morning Devotions. Let's talk about what we could call the chokehold of anxiety. Now, let's face it, everyone from toddlers to the elderly experience anxiety. I think a little bit or a mild amount of anxiety is normal. It can sometimes be beneficial to keep us moving, keep us going. But prolonged bouts of anxiety can require treatment by a medical professional. But also, let's look at it from a spiritual angle, because I believe that God understands our feelings of anxiety. A couple of tips. Take charge of yourself and what you let into your own environment. And I think that part of good self-defense is making good choices ahead of time. In many cases, you can choose to remove yourself from that stressful situation. Not always possible, but sometimes it is. And you can change your thought pattern. For example, is it the TV that's bothering you? Why not try a few days without the TV? Perhaps you'll get disturbed, upset by what you see on TV. And do something different. Try a 15-minute walk, perhaps with music there. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 12:25, anxiety weighs down the human heart, but a good word cheers it up. So let some music or let some exercise help you through that moment of anxiety. And the moment that you give in to anxiety, you actually allow a thief into your home. And what I mean by that is that anxiety actually steals your time, it robs your joys, it can disturb your sleep. And so we need to look for the warning signs. If you're having problems, perhaps with somebody else, a relationship problem, why don't you ask God for the strength that you want to talk to that person about the problem? There might be someone at work that you're having problems with. And sometimes putting your thoughts on paper, that can be a great thing. And writing it down and talking to a trusted friend. Because the Bible says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. That's in Isaiah 26 verse 3. And anxiety gains momentum through hasty actions. And sometimes what we've got to do is stop, just take it easy, be patient and calm and close that door. What about a friend? Confiding in a friend who perhaps is really calm, that can disarm the situation. And you'll discover there that as you talk to someone that you trust, that God's peace can come to you. In fact, we also read from the Bible that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. There's a bumper sticker that says, Know God, that's K-N-O-W, Know God, No Peace. Know God, N-O, Know God, No Peace. So anxiety is one of Satan's weapons to trick us into believing that God's not there or that he doesn't care. So what we need to do is to allow God to love us and remind ourselves that he cares for us, because the scripture says that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Now, this chokehold, anxiety can put you in a chokehold because it threatens clear thinking. And the next time you're confronted with a moment of anxiety, try not to give in to it. Don't give it any rights, or don't let it through the front door. In fact, what you could do, if you know the Bible, is to perhaps memorize some verses of Scripture and to understand that God speaks through his word, and the very words of Scripture can in fact bring a sense of calm instead of anxiety. So if you like, handcuff those anxious thoughts and replace them with truth, that is, God's truth. Well, God, of course, can help you. Every situation can be guided because God is there to help us. So in a sense, it's up to us. We've got to choose that path that we're going to take. God loves you. He wants to live with you every minute, every second of your life, and so we can do that as we trust in him. So that's some thoughts today. Release that chokehold of anxiety and allow God's peace there instead. Well, we thank you, dear God, for the simple things in life. There's many things, Lord, that we take for granted. Someone who holds our hand, or looking at the animals grazing in the field, or watching children play. We thank you for your amazing forgiveness that allows us, Lord, to be part of your family. And we want to belong to you, dear Lord. So release us from that chokehold of anxiety. And this is a prayer I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.